Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did because we got Brad Huskin. That's right. The Bradmeister's back. Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of IAS Training. IAS Training. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find his website. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books, I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. One and two, by the way. He's our good friend, Brad Huskin. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always.
I can see that. I can see how that would be like a dream come true for you to be able to hang out.
Just living the dream
to be able to hang out with
paradise.
Me. Yeah, I, you know, I try to spread myself around as much as I can. Hey, Brad, folks, Brad Huskin has forgotten more about selling than most of us will ever know. Brad, I put you number one, and I'm number two in the world of best salespeople in the world. And but you, only that's only for today, by the way. You get to be number one. So what is salesmanship if not communicating?
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's the art of communicating with human beings and persuading them in a positive direction towards your products and or services.
And today
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about another angle, and that's from an ownership perspective. Communicating with the staff, because it just simply amazes me how little communication goes on between the ownership or the management and the people that are out there in the dirt, so to speak, feet in the bushes and those kinds of things. So I think it's
there's a lot of talk between those groups, but maybe not as much communicating. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's
because there's usually a lot of noise going back and forth.
Yeah, a lot of noise, and too often it's negative noise.
Yeah.
And, you know, we tend to beat people up, and we don't give them enough positive reinforcement, give them the pats on the backs and the attaboys and all those things that people so desperately need and in most cases probably deserve. So there's three channels of communication that I think people need to open up, and that is, number one, I think we need to have a weekly sit-down scheduled one-on-one conversation with each of our employees. And discuss with them, you know, their strengths and their weaknesses and how they're doing and where they need to grow. And, you know, one of the things that when I'm traveling around to stores and talking to companies, you know, I always ask people, if your name was on the front door, what would be the first thing that you change? And I'd say probably about 90% of the time people say, not enough positive reinforcement around here, don't feel appreciated, don't know if I'm doing a good job.
That's the number one reason why people leave your company.
That is. Yeah, and that's
for 40
that,
years,
as you know,
the surveys have shown for 40 years. Obviously, I've been looking at these surveys since the 70s, and it's the number one reason, not money, not anything else. It's I wasn't appreciated.
Wasn't appreciated. People that didn't feel like I was doing a great job.
So in these weekly sessions, you're just trying to get, you're saying don't just tell them what they need to do this week, but find out what's going on in their mind?
Exactly, and let's get them to open up and get them to talk to us because, you know, they're out there in the field and they have probably some great ideas on what you can do to improve your company and improve your business and improve customer relationships. And, you know, there's smart people out there, and sometimes we just don't take the time to actually get to know them well enough to where we can communicate with them and get their ideas and their thoughts and their concepts. And,
do you have this one-on-one? Are you talking about weekly one-on-one? Is that... It might not be possible for everyone. How does that work? Does it have
to
be
weekly? Can't be live, then it can certainly be over the telephone or over the internet, for God's sakes. I mean, communicating is so easy today that people don't take advantage of
it. But you say weekly, of course, you spend a lot of time in retail.
I do.
And I can see where retail would need to be a little more immediate. But if you were in the B2B side, you could probably isn't regular and periodic more important than weekly? It has to be at least that.
Well, I would say it's got to be regularly scheduled.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And
not something that comes and goes, that floats around. It's got to be automatic.
Right.
Yeah. Non-negotiable. That's one of your words.
Non-negotiable. It's got to be a non-negotiable standard that we communicate on a regular basis. And whether it's weekly or bi-weekly really doesn't matter.
Yep.
But the point is that during these weekly sit-down one-on-ones, you're also documenting their growth and their production and their productivity and those kinds of things. So if you ever need to go to court on a case, then you have the documentation that, listen, I've been working with this guy over and over and over and over, and here's where we did this, here's where we did this, here's where we did this. And the judge will say, yeah, you're right, I can see you've been working with him.
When I worked for Xerox, that company in those days did that better than any other company I'd ever been around. And they got performance, too. IASTraining.com is Brad's website. He and I will be right back. We're going to talk about some more of these communication channels. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.